Thanks, KK. Joe, I was at the Moose regular season finale on Saturday night at the MTS Center. Went to the shootout. Real exciting game.
Sure.
After a few shooters, it's still tied, so I turned to Keener, my son. I said, hey, Keener, they should send out Keener. Get him out there. And 2 seconds later, Arnie sends out Mike Keene. Top shelf. Game over.
Yeah,
Well, that's not how I remember it, Tom.
Oh, no.
I remember yelling over the glass, hey, Arneel, you bum, get that Keener out there, would you?
Yeah, well, it was a little embarrassing for the kid, but you're right.
Yeah. It's nice that, you know, you got an assistant coach in the stands there with you, Arnie.
Yeah, there's lots of them there. At some nights, there's about 10,000 of them.
Arnie, what did that mean to the team with a nice positive finish at home during the regular season?
Well, you know what, finishing off that game, obviously, was a great crowd that night. But, you know, the last three, finishing our last three, all with wins, winning down Hamilton and coming home for the two against Peoria was real big. You know, it certainly, you want to go in the playoffs on a good note and feeling good about your game. And, you know, that's pretty much what we did.
I'll tell you what, this is an interesting setup this year. That dynamic last year was unbelievable during the Moose playoff run right to the Calder Cup final. This year you go in as an underdog, and it's a 2-3-2 system where the three games at home here will happen next week. How do you guys feel about that going in there? Is it going in there wanting the split?
Well, yeah, you're going down there. Obviously, you're trying to win every game. We're hoping to go 2-0 when we come back.
But yeah.
You know what? Last year was always we were the favorites, and we knew that that's what it was going to be, and so we had to keep, you know, watch the teams didn't come in here and try to do it against us. And you know, in the end, it probably got us in the Hershey series when they did split us here. But, you know, I think that when you're the underdog and you're the lower seed, if you can put the pressure on the opposition that they're in their building early on in the series before they really get their sort of get gravel under their tires, you know, get our MTS crowd in behind us when we get back here, hopefully that's the momentum we need.
Well, I want people to know that Monday night is game three. Game four will be Wednesday night. And not if necessary would be Friday night, because I think you guys can... my prediction is six games, actually, for this series, because you can't knock Hamilton. They're a very good hockey club.
There's no doubt they are a good team. And there's a reason why they're number one in the West. And, you know, they have a lot of skill. They skate very well, very active back end. Their defense really very mobile. You know, so we'll... you know, we'll have our hands full, but I'm real confident about our chances, though.
Moose head coach Scott Arneel joining us. And, Scotty, I know you're a big hockey fan overall, so I need, because there's gamblers out there that need to know your NHL playoff predictions.
All right.
Who do you like in the East?
Since I'm employed by the Vancouver Canucks in NHL, I'm not allowed to give you full tips. I can't give you full actual players. But
right.
I do like, you know, I think the sneaky team in the East is New Jersey. I think that they're a team that, with the addition of Kovalchuk, with obviously the Berger in that net, him, he hasn't won a playoff series. I think it's like 4 years or something.
Right.
So it's, I think there's a lot of motivation there in the West. You know what? I like Vancouver. I think if Luongo can put together finally a real good playoff run, that they're going to be very tough. You know, and I think that, you know, everybody's probably go against it, but I think that you look at a team like San Jose finally finding the way to get through, you know, they get past that first round, it might be very tough to beat as well.
You know, there's some local people looking into the Chicago Blackhawks as well, and I wanted to pass this along. EA Sports did their simulated games for the playoffs.
Yes.
They have the Chicago Blackhawks winning the Stanley Cup, so if you buy into the video game process, the Hawks will win it.
Yeah, a lot of teams. I think there's a lot of so-called specialists or analysts or whatever they're called, geniuses.
Yeah,
that have Chicago going all the way, but that's they got a tough predicament in goal. It's going to be really tough.
True.
How things happen there. If the MA young kid can be good enough, and if he isn't, then I don't know if I like their backup.
All right. Well, as you say, you've heard it from the fans, and we're all experts in this. Tell the guys on the plane that they can go onto our website, Scotty, and we ask your opinion of who will win each game of the first round, which starts tonight, obviously, in the All Access Club. Okay, because your guys got to be experts, aren't they?
Yeah, they watch enough hockey, so hopefully they are.
Hey, Arnie, good luck. Obviously, you're on your way to the airport right now. Good luck for the first two in Hamilton, and you know Manitoba's going to come out and support on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday if necessary.
All right, sounds great. That's what we're looking forward to.
All right, Coach Scotty Arneel on his way to Hamilton with the Moose. Their playoffs start Thursday night. It's 7:50.